how not to get derailed on the way to an athletic scholarship. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 14. Hi, this is John Kuglin. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. And yeah, today, talking about how not to get derailed on the way to an athletic scholarship. And this is something totally different than I had planned on for this episode. So next time, I've got something originally planned that is two types of athletic scholarships that you really need to know about. And in this episode, I'm also doing Facebook Live, so welcome aboard. This is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future in this Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Again, I'm John Fugler, CEO and founder of RecruitMe at recruitme.com. And thanks for joining me. So why did I decide to change the topic? And I did it in the last hour. In fact, I was cycling. And I don't know, if you're out exercising, that type of thing, you get a fresh mind. At least I do. That's refreshing. I get some of my best ideas. And I got this idea because it had kind of been weighing on me. And I heard somebody else speaking about this, not within the athletic scholarship realm, but another realm, about how not to get derailed. Because there's so many things out there that could, like I'm riding along on my bike and get a flat tire, or a car comes and I swerve, or I stop for some reason I shouldn't, and I get derailed. What I want to do for you in this Athletic Scholarship Podcast, in this episode, is run through five things that will keep you from getting derailed on your way to an athletic scholarship. I'm going to start with the most important thing, and I've got some heavy convictions about this. The more I thought about it, the more I'm going, yeah, these things are so basic, so important, and people are getting derailed. Parents, athletes working together, getting derailed on what should be the road to an athletic scholarship. So let me start with the very first one, the most important one, and that's this. Listen to success. Listen to success. I want to elaborate on this a little bit. Dave Ramsey, the financial counselor and advisor, says, don't get financial advice from broke people. And he says that over and over again, if you listen to his show. And that's true with athletic scholarships. Don't get athletic scholarship advice from those who haven't succeeded. Find those who have succeeded at this. Parents, you're around a lot of other parents, and they've got ideas, and they're trying things, and they've got the latest idea that they've heard, but has it worked for them? Has it worked for them? Are they seeing success now? As you take advice from those people who are successful. Don't get financial advice from broke people. Don't get scholarship advice from those who have not succeeded. Look for success. Look for places where people have been successful, whether it be online, whether it be going to a seminar, or whether it's just looking for those you know, other parents who have gone through this with their son or daughter and they've been successful. You're going to get a lot of advice and a lot of people who will give you advice on how to do this scholarship thing. And they haven't been there yet, and they haven't succeeded. You could be going all over the place, listen to this person, that person, getting advice from someone who has actually failed at this. But my counsel to you before you do anything, if you're going to get advice, and I recommend that you do, get advice from people who've succeeded. So listen to success. That's number one. For those joining me on Facebook, Facebook Live, welcome. I'm John Fugler, Athletic Scholarship Coach and the CEO and founder of RecruitMe at recruit-me.com. And this is actually my very first Facebook Live that I've done. And you're listening to a live recording of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This is 15 minutes that could change your scholarship future. I'll take questions as well if you want to post them. I think I can take questions here. I mean, I'm working on it. I do have some I'm going to work through for the Facebook audience, but we only have 15 minutes for those who are listening on the podcast. So number one thing to do so you don't get derailed on your way to the athletic scholarship is listen to success. Second thing, Move forward. Move forward. Yeah, that may seem like it's so simple. Move forward. Of course, John, what are you talking about? I've got my, I guess you call my Charger blue, my powder blue Chargers. This isn't a Charger jersey. I had one on the other night, actually yesterday, because the Chargers won as I'm recording this. The Chargers beat the Broncos. Big, big moment. But my illustration of this is the Chargers, actually, because they almost lost. I mean, they're up 21-3 with in the fourth quarter, I think 10 minutes to go or something like that. And believe me, they almost snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory once again for the fourth time this season. The odds of the Chargers losing the way they have this year in the four games they've lost is like 38 million to one. But there was one thing that is consistent as I've watched the Chargers is this. They get to a point where they're pounding on the other team. They were pounding on the Broncos the other night. All of a sudden, things turned around. And why? Is because they stopped moving forward. All of a sudden, they're playing defensively. They're playing with caution. They're just not moving forward. And they couldn't score. They couldn't gain yards. They couldn't complete passes. They couldn't run. They couldn't get first downs. They couldn't do anything. Here's this same team that was hugely successful against the Broncos and, say, the Raiders and who else they play, New Orleans, all season long it's been. And then they hit this wall. And what's happened is they stopped moving forward. They got their heels, they're playing on their heels. And my advice to you, the second thing in order not to get derailed, is to keep moving forward. Do things that will move you towards the scholarship goal. Parents and athletes, you need to work on this together. This is a family thing. Move forward. Don't stop. Do something, even if it's a little bit. You know, gain 1, 2, or 3 yards. Throw a pass here and there. You've got to do things so you don't stop moving forward. And the important thing about that is you lose your momentum. You get discouraged if you're not moving forward. You're not seeing any results. You've kind of frozen in place. I agree there have to be times, like a halftime in the football game, times you say, you know, we're just going to take a breather on this for a couple weeks or for a month, if you can afford to do that. But that's intentional. It's saying, yeah, we're going to take a break here, then we're going to come back and really hit it. The scholarship road is long. It's a marathon, and you have to take it one quarter at a time, 1 mile at a time. Don't stop moving forward, except if you say, hey, it's halftime, it's the end of the quarter, we're going to take a breather here, and then we're going to regroup. Other than that, keep moving forward. I hope that's clear, and I think that illustration helps. Keep the legs churning is another way of putting it. You know, the running backs, as they go into the line, and you think they're tackled, and they spit out, and they've gained another 5, 10, 15 yards, maybe break 3. When they play the replay, you see that they have kept their legs churning. They keep going, and that's what you got to do, even in the hard times. This isn't going to be something where you're always moving up towards that scholarship. Reality looks like this. You're moving up and then down a little bit, up a little bit towards your goal, and down a little bit and up. It's a jagged line towards your scholarship. Keep the legs churning. Keep moving forward together. Parents, encourage your student athlete. Student athlete, get encouragement from your parents and listen to your parents. Work on this together. You are a team at this. Keep moving forward. Third thing, so you don't get derailed in this athletic scholarship journey, is to have a written plan. That is something that, as I've thought through when we went with our twin sons towards that athletic scholarship that they got, we had a written plan. You need to have one too. It does this. First of all, it gets you on the same page. So parents and student athletes, you're on the same page. You've got it written out. You know when you're going to send the emails out or the letters. You've got school visits in that written plan. Camps and showcases, that's in the written plan. Maybe phone calls to coaches, that's in the written plan. There are things that you don't know in your plan that'll come up, say, a few months down the road or a year or two, depending on how long you're going at this. To have, though, a written plan, a blueprint for where you're going, you can go back to this. Otherwise, you will get derailed. You'll be off to one side or the other, and you'll get derailed on the way to an athletic scholarship. But what you want to do is write it out as much as you can, even if it's an outline. Put it on a calendar, too. Have a written plan. It will keep you on course. It keeps you north. Put the goal on there. Where are you going? What is at the finish line? And that's the athletic scholarship. Write out a plan. So that's the third thing. Fourth thing, you're after an athletic scholarship, but along the way, money, lack of it, could derail you. So have a budget. That's the fourth thing. Have a budget. That written plan, but also the budget. And why is that key? Because you could get 3/4 of the way towards the athletic scholarship. You're thinking about going to this camp or showcase, and you're out of money. You spend it all on travel. You spend it on a consultant. You spend it on a service. You spend it making too many school visits because you didn't have a written plan. So write out a budget. That may be tough for you to do right now if you're not familiar with where you're going. That's why the written plan is important. You can map out the number of camps that you're going to send your son or daughter to. Budget for those, budget for the travel, budget for the tournaments. There are other things along the way that you want to be putting in that budget. It doesn't have to be an expensive process, and I am a firm believer in that. What I offer with the Recruit Me system is a way for parents and kids to take control of the athletic scholarship process, the recruiting process. You do it on your own. You save a ton of money. It does cost some money, though. Have a written plan and have a budget that you can follow. It doesn't mean that once you have this budget down that you can't change it, spend a little bit more money down the road because you don't know exactly what's coming, but at least you have a framework. It's just like having a budget for your family, just like that. Or if you're a business owner, you know what that's like. You can't predict the absolute future, but at least you have a budget for the basics and maybe a little soft edges to it that you can add to or even take away. You may not have to spend as much money as you might think. So have a budget. So that's the fourth thing. The fifth thing is learn to say no. Learn to say no. There are a lot of opportunities that will come your way. Lots of tournaments, lots of showcases, lots of camps. There'll be a lot of ways to spend your money, and that's why it's important to have a budget. A lot of ways to spend your time. In fact, there's somebody talked about recently that I heard about opportunity, and that is also, if you pursue one thing, it means you're not going to be able to pursue another. You only have a certain amount of time. Don't take all the opportunities and say, yeah, we're going to go for it. Opportunity knocks. Well, you can't answer the door all the time. Learn to say no. This is important because if you say yes every time, imagine going down this road and there's ditches on either side. When you say yes to everything, you're going to drop into the ditch, one side or the other. So that's why you need to learn to say no and stick with your convictions. If you have a plan, if you have a budget, it makes it easier to say no. Those are the five things. And I'm going to do one more thing. I never do this on my podcast, but I will do it this one time because I came into this with a really strong conviction. I said that my goal is to empower you as a parent, as a student athlete, to do the recruiting process on your own. And what I have for you with the Recruit Me system, if you've checked out my website, recruitme.com/system, is something that answers all five of these things to keep you on course, to keep you from getting derailed. You're listening to success because I've done it with my kids and hundreds of families just in the last couple of years, thousands in the last 15 years who have followed this system. You'll be able to move forward because that's where I take you step by step, logically, through the scholarship and recruiting process. Step by step to an athletic scholarship with the Recruit Me system. You'll always be moving forward. Third, you'll have a written plan. This is all about having a written plan. There's a manual and a workbook that comes with the RecruitMe system. Fourth, you'll have a budget because I make you choose which camps you're going to go to, which showcases, what you're going to do with video, how much you're going to spend, travel, those kinds of things. I force you to budget for this recruiting process. And fifth, you learn to say no because you know where you're going. And you don't listen to a lot of other voices, but you've got a plan. You've got the step-by-step system, and it's right there. I'm going to boldly just ask you to check it out at recruit-me.com/system. All right, so I'm just going to leave it right there for you to look at. Again, the five things, listen to success. Listen to success. Secondly, move forward. Don't be like the San Diego Chargers have been. It's been a heartbreaker for me, by the way. Have a written plan, have a budget, and learn to say no. Those are the five things that will keep you from getting derailed on the way to an athletic scholarship. Next time on episode 15, I'll be covering two types of athletic scholarships. Take care.